Okay, I am here in Claire's kitchen.
Hello.
And we were talking the week about what we were going to do regarding food. And since I'm using these new Roland microphones, microphone headphones or headphone microphones that
they were kind of
other people have got.
They were kind of a replacement Christmas present, as in... I bought you a battery charger and thing, which was wrong, and they didn't have a replacement one.
Yeah.
And so I'd wanted to buy you some headphones, in-ear microphones anyway, and since people have been raving about them,
I can see why, if I'm being honest, because they're in-ear headphones with microphones on them. And while we're doing this, I'll explain kind of which way I'm facing. So at the moment, Claire's side onto me and I'm facing her, so I'm literally facing Claire, but she's standing side on. So now I'm standing behind Claire, and then she's gonna be, so that's probably the best way to do it, because we have the range, if you will, of the kitchen. So on the that's the fridge, the big fridge on the right, and then
dogs.
A sink and dogs roaming around, and then Claire will have the stove and the cooker and everything sort of over towards the left. So you'll hear all this. So you're going to sit here and wait for my dinner to be cooked.
To arrive. Yes, will we be able to hear like the sizzling?
Sizzling, yes.
So I'm going to cook a curry.
Yeah.
Would you like to handle this nice...
No. Chicken. I mean, this is also... Is this going to be part of the... Is it a hashtag can't cook, won't cook?
It's hashtag blind taste test,
I mean. I've only been with you for 9 months. I should kind of know that, really. Yeah. Blind taste test. I knew it was, but because we talked about can't cook, won't cook, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, originally, the first one I did was ready, steady, cook. And I do often put that in the beginning so that people get an idea of what it is, and then I hashtag it.
So we're going to call this binaural curry, because that's what we're going to end up with. Just as a quick side note, again, for the in-ear mics, so do you know what they're called, the model number?
But they are the Roland CS10.
Well done.
Something in-ear microphone.
Okay, we'll start.
But if you put onto your search Amazon Roland CS10, it's the first thing that comes up.
Awesome.
Roland also do a CS10 sound voice recorder.
Do they?
As a matter of interest.
Oh, wonder what
no,
they
you
are.
Can't have one.
So I'm very, very, very joyful that Claire got me these for my Christmas.
It should have been one of those presents that you buy and like too much and you keep it for yourself.
Well, you'll probably end up with some, to be fair, one way or the other. They come with about three different sizes of in-ear bud that clips onto the headphone itself, but also the mics do come in with these little foam things, but quite frankly, they're quite hard to fit on. They're not hard to fit on, but they just come off very easily. So, and you would look a little
stupid,
conspicuous.
It's weird.
Is it inconspicuous or conspicuous?
Conspicuous.
Huh? Conspicuous.
Inconspicuous is when you look suspicious.
We would look
when you don't look suspicious.
You'd look conspicuous then. So tell us what we're doing with this Thai curry then.
Right. So.
So far, see a saucepan.
So far, I've chopped up two chicken breasts.
Yeah.
And I have a saucepan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm going to get out some Thai green curry paste.
Okay.
So I've got okay. I'll do ingredients as I do them.
So you go on. You chop the chicken up. You've got just some Thai paste.
Thing of Thai paste, which I can't open.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can do it. It's got like a tab.
Of course,
thing
I can.
On.
Why that? It says. Oh, is it like a breakable tab?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Wait. Do you want that open now?
Yes, please.
I like being the man.
No, that's so sexist.
Oh,
have anybody heard
gorgeous.
My booze on misogyny?
Oh, it's really thick. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Oh, it's very slow pouring. Oh, hang on.
Squeeze it.
Yeah, I've done. No, no, it's coming out in a big, thick
globule.
Oh. Ah, oh, look at that. Look at that. Not a single spillage. Look, look. Oh,
I wouldn't expect that to be.
It's almost like soft play.
I could have done it in about 30 seconds, but you know.
Mm.
So I'm at the hob and I put...
I've already licked my fingers. See? I wouldn't have dropped that.
You would have. It's very precarious. There's a knob missing off the front of my cooker.
Oh.
And that one is actually off some old dishwasher.
So what's in that? It tasted salty.
There's all sorts in it then. Probably, I don't actually know of because I've never made... I would say, I guess, there's paste, chilli and things in it.
It's awesome.
Right, so I've heated some olive oil.
Yeah.
Not olive oil, vegetable oil. And actually that's important. Don't do olive oil because olive oil heats too quickly and it burns.
So what... Okay, so far, chicken chopped, curry paste poured into a jar,
yeah,
which you haven't done anything with yet, hob with saucepan on it, and now you're going to put some what?
Vegetable oil.
Vegetable oil in. Have you done that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And drop your knob, but that's not a composite requirement.
That sounds... Yeah, okay. Moving on. Right. So now this is heating.
So now
I'm going to drop this paste in.
Okay. Oh, oh, hey. How much? How do you know how much?
I don't.
Oh.
Well, about 3 tablespoons for.
Right. This is bucket cookery at its best.
Bucket cookery is fine.
Oh, it's bucket.
You want it.
Right.
I can put most of it in, actually.
That's not that hot. I would have ate that for my tea.
What,
to be honest. Yeah, yeah.
On its own.
I might have heated it up in the microwave. That'd be about it. So this is just literally the paste that you're stirring around with the oil.
Yeah, that's all that is, the paste.
Yeah. And is it all going to end up in this saucepan? Like, are you just going to keep adding to the saucepan in that bucket kind of manner?
Yeah.
Or, oh, see, now I like this, boys and girls. This could be an indication that you too could try this at home.
And you could.
Yeah, I could,
I
maybe.
I actually found this recipe on a... We couldn't, because you'd have to actually... Although, you can actually buy diced chicken.
I would.
And maybe you just tip it out of the
What
pack.
I want is... Yeah, yeah, I want to be able to tip... I want to be able to tip the chicken out.
For those of you who have an aversion to raw meat.
What the Thai green curry paste is good for, though, when you touch it, is for discovering whether you've got any small cuts on your fingers or not. Because I've got a little stinging going on under my nail. I don't know why, but, yeah.
Smell that.
Oh, let's have a... I'm coming near so that I'm zooming in just over Claire's shoulder. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And, yeah.
Yeah?
That's cool.
Cool. Right, now... I'm going to take my chicken.
I haven't sat down at all. I pulled that chair up as if to sit down.
It's cool. It's
turning round and putting the chair back.
So now I've got some chicken in my hand.
Hang on.
Ready?
Hang on, no. I'm going to move chairs around a bit because let's make a bit more room. No, I'm coming. I just need some more room. Boom, 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 boom. There we go. Is that Benny King? Well, no, it was you and I, but... So you put the chicken in now.
Put the chicken in, and you brown the chicken with the paste.
Oh, so basically, what have you got there? Is that a fork?
No, wooden spoon.
A wooden spoon. So you're just going to pick up the chicken and mash it into the curry?
Yeah, pretty much.
Paste.
I'm just turn it over. Meanwhile, I'm going to boil some water. The rice.
Okay.
I'm
seeing
the rice, not boiling it.
See, I see.
But I'll explain that in a second.
Yeah.
For anyone who hates cooking rice, this is the way to do it.
Get a steamer
and cook it, because the steam will come with the rice cooker, and seriously, it doesn't burn. Anyone who hates cooking rice, and it will stick to the bottom of the pan, and it's just all a bit of a
bath
nightmare. Yeah. You want to do that. Right, so now this chicken is kind of coated really, and
it really is, the smell starts to really pick up now.
I'm going to put in some fish sauce.
Now I know that you don't need much of this.
Again, you need about a tablespoonful.
Oh.
But
why
you
more than
I thought? And you can't, it doesn't smell overly.
Don't smell.
Come on.
Do you want me to do it?
No, oh. Done it this time. Word of warning: don't ever shake one of these without a top on. I have done it.
Yeah, there was.
I had to have a shower. It does smell of fish. But you can't actually.
That's not
smell
bad.
It,
that's not bad. And also, because you've already got the smell of the Thai green paste going on, you don't notice it so much. But yeah, there is a general rule about gravity, and if you shake things without tops on, well.
So check some of that in.
That sounds like another double entendre on its way, but it's not. Reminds of those British postcards, you know, with like Kiss Me Quick and.
Yeah. And then you put in a couple of teaspoons of sugar. The recipe actually calls for palm sugar.
What's that?
Stuff you can buy. You can buy it in places like Asda actually, but it's difficult to work with because it's solid. Completely
palm
solid.
Sugar is?
Palm sugar.
So you're using it? You're
no,
use
I'm
it.
Just using normal sugar. Because it's also quite.
Because people have got a bit. I was going to say, you've got to be a lot practical, hasn't it? Because
you're better off. I'm just using normal granulated sugar. You can use brown sugar if you have any. Because
yeah.
It's more unrefined.
So the kettle's boiling over here. Okay. There it is.
It's a bit of sugar. A couple of teaspoons.
It's coming if you're listening to this. It's not so much. It's half sizzling and half simmering. Right
it's
now.
Simmer in a sec.
Yeah.
And I'm going to chuck in. Or coconut milk. Smart?
Hang on. Oh, yeah. So you put all of that in?
All of it. Ooh, it's like solid.
Is it meant to be?
Yeah, it's fine, because all you just do.
Have a look?
Oh, yeah, it's fine. It's just a bit congealed on the
no,
top.
No, can I look at the texture of it?
Oh, yeah.
Before we pour it all
I
in.
I kind of shook it a bit.
No. Oh! It tastes all right.
Yeah. Coconut milk, and then
it tastes like I've just eaten Body Shop shampoo.
Oh. Now you can smell the pan.
So now that's gone silent. Let's quieter.
That was simmering,
I'm gonna come up and have a listen. So now the saucepan is three quarters away full. So we'll
put in a couple of lime leaves.
Have you already done the? You've already put the. Fish oil in.
Fish sauce.
Yeah.
Fish sauce. Put in a couple of lime leaves. You buy these again in jars.
Oh.
In the jar. The lime leaves look a bit like that.
Oh.
Those out.
So you get how many do you want?
I've already put some in there.
Oh. Where can people get all this stuff from?
Supermarket.
But what size jar? Because you're basically. Oh no, you haven't put all the lime leaves in, to be fair.
But
the tin of coconut milk.
Tin of coconut milk.
How many millilitres was that?
I think it's 400
milliliter. Where's the tin?
On the side.
The
fish sauce, once you've used it, do put it in the fridge. Because it doesn't come refrigerated. But once you open it, you have to refrigerate it.
Oh, where's that tin? Oh, there. No. There. That's like a cat, just about a bean tin
yes,
size.
Yes, same size. 400 grams, I think they are.
So, you know.
They come in standard tins anyway,
okay.
So it's not
like. Hang on, there was something else I was going to ask you about. Sugar, how much sugar did you put in?
Oh, about two teaspoons.
See, because the danger with bucket cookery is that if you know what you're doing.
Well, it's not, this is a more defined recipe actually.
So that's why I'm asking you what people put in, what you're putting in, because people could just end up putting like too much sugar in or too much.
Right, you're going to simmer this. And in the meantime, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do my rice.
Kettle's just boiled. Did it do that thing?
Did it?
Don't know.
I didn't hear it.
Try again.
No.
Right, humour me. So this is simmering now. Does it need stirring or anything?
It will do, but it's all right.
There you go. It's like an old brailer, for those of you that use such a thing in the past, or have used such a thing in the past.
Braille, what's that?
I should explain, for that. I think most people listening to our booze.
I think most people do know what braille is.
Know what braille is. Louis Braille invented it, refined it actually, because it was there was a dotty code of some sort being used by the French army. Before Louis Braille refined it, I said. And it's what blind people use.
Blind people?
Blind.
Right, now, the reason why you use the steamer is because steamers come with a rice cooker, which is basically just like a plastic tub.
What steamer do you have?
I have a...
Morphy Richards, no?
Is it Morphy Richards?
I don't know.
You were there when we bought
it. I do, but I don't know.
But you put about... I've got... Actually, that's too big a tub. Oh, bigger bowl. You put about 2 cups of... The way you cook rice is you cook half, twice liquid for half rice. So if you want rice, you cook, say, 2 cups of water, for example, 2 cups of water versus 1 cup of rice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not using a cup, I'm using actually a cup would probably be better, but they're all the way over there. Right.
Over where?
In the normal cup cupboard.
Well, I'll go and get one.
Right, I can do this.
I'll go over and get a cup. Do you want one?
Possibly, I might burn my fingers.
Don't then. Which cupboard? Oh.
On the right hand side?
Yeah, by the parrot's cage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, down there, you mean?
Yeah. Right, so I'm going to put in 2 cups of water. Now, the
where?
Oh. Oh, hang on. Actually,
are you, so you're doing this on a different, in a different saucepan now?
No, I'm going to put it into the steamer.
Oh, it's a steamer. Sorry, steamer. Hang on, this is making a boiling noise. Do I need to stir it or anything?
I've just done it and turned it down.
What?
I've just simmered it and turned it down.
So is that all right, doing its noise?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful sound, actually.
It is.
I zoom in. Ooh. And it smells lovely.
So into my steamer,
yeah,
my rice cooker, because it has to be a rice cooker, because obviously steamers have like little slats in the bottom of the little basket. So if you don't have a rice cooker with your steamer... then obviously you can't cook rice because the rice will fall through the little slats.
Yeah.
But the reason why rice needs to be is better cooked that way is because it doesn't stick. Even if all the water runs dry, it still doesn't stick.
Yeah.
Now I've adapted this recipe because, in truth, when you're cooking rice, the recipe on the steamer instruction says put it in boiling in cold water, but it doesn't cook as well. It doesn't cook through properly if you put it in cold water, and also the water doesn't evaporate, because when you have hot water, it's already hot, and so the rice absorbs it quite quickly, whereas if you use cold water, it doesn't. So if you're cooking steamed rice,
isn't that how the Irishman scalded his feet because he read the recipe for rice and it says stand in boiling water for 15 minutes?
You can't publish that. You cannot.
Yeah, all right. I was only joking.
We have Irish people on our...
Yeah.
On our following. Paul O'Marney.
Oh, yeah, Marnie Blog.
And Claire Ryan.
And Kerry.
And Kerry.
Yeah.
And then Bernie Topgold, isn't it?
Where he's sort of vicariously through the States kind of thing. Goldbach. That's not like
is
a Jewish name.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, we can. That's kind of like, who do you think you are? What do you think about someone?
Yeah, that's a hashtag as well.
Yeah.
What is it?
Who do we think you are?
Yeah, I'd love to hear some more of those. This is we're sort of just doing this while we're chatting. It's kind of a bit of everything, but I understand from Claire that I'm on the blog. Paul was asking you more about Ronnie Scott, so I'm going to do a bit more of a story about Ronnie Scott and who I met and what some of the people said and my, you know, just like my encounters with them. So I'm trying to think, I mean, who did I meet? Georgie Fame. I'm just going to think randomly now. Toya Wilcox. Howard Jones.
So my steamer has a little timer.
Tony Hadley. Steamer.
Steamer has a little timer on it. I don't have the specific timings on it, so what you do is you wind it up, as it were.
What, like, just sort of plague it with,
yeah,
and call it names?
Dial. No, it's still dial. And then what happens is the water inside...
But how long you wind it up for? Cause...
Well, no, it doesn't matter, because once you switch it off at the wall, it stops doing...
No, I know, but how do you know how long to cook rice for?
About a quarter of an hour.
Right.
So we'll have to edit out.
Why if people don't have a steamer?
Then you cook it in a saucepan.
Okay.
Same protocol.
Does it? How do you stop it sticking in the saucepan?
You can periodically stir it.
Yeah.
But I don't know anyone who can cook saucepan rice perfectly. If you come over here, you can hear this.
That isn't simmering, that's boiling, yeah, I reckon.
When did you become an expert?
Well, I'm all right or wrong.
It's simmering.
That sarcasm tells me that
it's
I'm right, darling.
A rolling simmer.
A rolling simmer. Oh, I've heard it all before. Jamie Oliver, eat your heart out. Well, you know what? This is a rolling simmer.
No, I'm like Nigella, although
yeah.
Lacking the. She does this recipe called ham and coke. I know now. I've been getting it wrong all these years.
I think she kept hopefully her recreational activities. Recreational.
No, ham and coke is obviously.
No, I think she kept her recreational sweets separate. From
the
a cookie.
On top of her fairy cakes.
Recreational sweets. That made me laugh the first time I heard that phrase so much. Recreational sweets.
Well, people make things like come.
Sorry. People make things like
I got my ham and coke and I got it all wrong with that.
No, it was. But I'm just saying that I'm adding to your
people
humour.
People make brownies.
I'm complimenting your humour.
With dope in them.
Mm. Oh, brownies are dope in
there.
Yeah. Apparently so.
Yeah.
And they've been outlawed now in Holland. I knew you said in Dutch.
Outlawed?
You know, like the cafes
Ohio,
that you used
it?
To... Huh?
Is it Ohio that have just legalised marijuana?
Oh, I thought Holland were going the other way, because I thought Amsterdam was sort of... They were outlawing a lot of it.
I think they're kind of trying to move away from the whole drug tourism.
Sort of disassociate themselves somewhat. Yeah. Yeah.
So rice is cooking.
I love Amsterdam and Holland. They're nice people.
Never been there.
The extraneous noises you can hear are obviously the parrot and the dog. Usher is behind me. Oh, Ben is there as well. Usher wants to be fed.
I'll feed him in a minute.
Yeah, well, yeah.
What?
No, that's all right, yeah. That's what we can do.
So the steamer's cooking the rice.
Okay.
You do need to be slightly careful with steamers because... Only because they have vent holes in the top. And so they're well placed on this steamer, actually, on the side. On my last steamer, the vent holes were actually on the front. And so you had to put your hand almost over the top of it to get the handle off,
yeah.
The lid off,
yeah.
Which is a bit of a design flaw.
Yeah.
But on
yeah.
this one, they're on the sides, and so you can lift the handle off. If you want to bring that closer, I can lift the lid off very slowly.
Oh, then. Oh. And again. Cool.
But yeah, you do need to be careful because obviously the steam comes out.
Yeah.
And you can burn yourself on hot steam. So if you come and stir this curry now, the sauce is thickened.
Okay.
You can smell it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's less full.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's gone down a little bit.
Yeah,
maybe to a third rather than a quarter from the top. Because it runs off, I guess, and it evaporates. I'm doing a lot of man sound now.
Man sound?
Yeah, with the cooking. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm getting like this and give it a good stir. That's it. That's it. So I'll do a bit of that. That's all you've got to do. Stir it. There you go.
Alright, that's enough.
I'm a man. Doing man cooking.
No, they do that on a big pot outside somewhere.
Yeah.
I believe.
That does look quite cool, actually.
I'm going to check the rice. I am actually going to switch the steamer off because...
Have you switched this off? Oh.
I turned it right down.
No, is it because I stirred it?
Yeah, you've killed it.
Oh, okay.
But it's not quite
so. Okay.
It's okay. It's cooking, it just needs the rest of the water to put it back. Right, so what I'm going to put in now is some peas.
Okay.
Of course, because they're frozen, as soon as you put them in, it's going to...
Sizzle?
No, it won't sizzle, but it'll bring the temperature right down. So if you have it turned right down, it won't...
Oh, okay.
Very well. We'll put those in. Stir them in.
How many peas did you put in? I mean, I don't mean exactly how many.
One.
About
two.
About 150.
A couple of handfuls, about 100 grams. No, it's probably not even as much as that. About... About 50 grams. Right, so it's boiling up with peas.
Yeah. It's a...
And now, I'm going to also throw in some of this plant. I told you it was like an agenda.
What plant? She's got hashish growing on the side of the windowsill here.
No, no. Let's see if Paul can guess what this is.
Oh, they're busy, Lizzie. Blimey, hang on. Oh, it's tomcat.
No, it's not.
It's not it again, it is.
It's not.
It's not mint, is it?
Basil.
Basil.
If you stir in some of this basil. Right, so rice is done. Right. So the rice is done, and I'm just going to take it out of here. I'm going to spoon some rice out. And then it's not stuck at all, even though it's completely oiled.
What? So, what did you put in with the rice besides just water?
Just water. Yeah. You can, actually, if you want, because this is Thai, it doesn't need to be. But if you want, if you're cooking rice for something else, you can put in, when you boil the water, you can put in a stock cube.
Yeah.
And that just gives it a bit of flavour, really. But you can buy...
Well, what's the context for that, though, if you're making stroganoff or something? Or
yeah, something like that. Just because rice can be a bit dull, really. But maybe that's just me. I'm not that struck on rice, as a rule.
Yeah, and also you get used to having rice with stuff in it from Chinese restaurants and stuff, don't you? And or one does.
One does. Cutlery.
Cutlery. What I'm about to do, the Lord bless it to our bodies, and him of, I'm not going to take the mic. But I'll pretend to pray.
It's terrible.
No, I don't mind saying grace. Thank you, Lord, for my food. And thank you for Claire. I love her very, very much, and I thank you for giving her to me. And I look forward to eating this food, and thank you for the privilege you have of having such things. Amen.
Amen.
See, I meant that. I did mean that.
I'm sure you did.
I did.
Right, so the taste test.
Taste test. Okay, so in front of me I have the rice, the curry, the whole thing that you heard about. It's hot and it's lovely and it's smelling gorgeous. And I'm surrounded by gorgeousness. Claire herself is to my left. Anyway, That's lovely. Okay, the question is, do you think that you taste things more when you've cooked it, or that you, when you know what's going on, you know, you've smelled it, you've experienced it. Do you think that you are better? Do you think you're better? You would taste it in a more experiential way than a person who has just waited for it. Or is that the skill of the, you know, I don't know. It's an interesting one, but I like it. All the flavours are coming through. Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. Something's got a savoury element to it. I don't know what it is. It's like...
What, a load of curry? It's not a...
It's quite salty, which I like. It must be the fish oil and the paste probably contribute to that, don't they?
Yeah, you don't put salt in it.
No, you don't need to.
You don't need to.
Okay.
And they don't. You never find salt in Chinese restaurants and Thai restaurants. I should find a Thai restaurant.
Well, boys and girls, I hope that you enjoyed the latest in life. That's the hashtag. And that you enjoyed binaural curry. And we will say bye now.
Oh.
And yeah, that's it. We'll see.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.